السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. فقد قال الله تعالى في موضع آخر: قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى. فقد قال الله تعالى في موضع آخر: هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن لله تعالى 99 اسما، من أحصاها وفي رواية من حفظها دخل الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, and I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, his protection, his mercy, his blessings, his sustenance, and praying and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the successful individuals both in this life and the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. As human beings, in order for us to be guided, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Qur'an. With the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a Nabi to teach us the Qur'an. That is why one of the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being a muallim, a teacher. And we all know for a fact, and we believe in this, that without the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couldn't have been described to us. The importance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our lives extremely easy for us. But at times, because of the fact that we are human beings, because we are prone to error, because we do make mistakes, we have been created in a manner in which we do make mistakes, sometimes we make the most easiest things in our lives difficult for us. And sometimes, when we face situations, we look for solutions in areas where solutions are not to be found. Or sometimes when we look for solutions, we look for those solutions that make more sense to us and not towards those solutions that the Prophet ﷺ has prescribed for us. In another ayah, not one of the ayahs that I mentioned, in an ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Verily, it's in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the heart of a human being finds itmi'nan, finds solace, finds peace. It's in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that an individual will find peace. As Muslims, as believing men and women, we realize that in everything that we do, there is a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the larger things, we pray 5 times a day. We begin our day in prayer, we spend our day in prayer, and we go to sleep in prayer. There's 5 prayers. That is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day in, day out, as we are doing the different actions that we do, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's through these remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to guide and protect us. Right? We don't realize this at times. For example, when we're driving a car in the middle of the night, sometimes we take the lights that we have for granted. And if you're driving a newer car nowadays, you don't even have to turn the switch on. The moment you turn the car on, and if it senses that it's dark outside, even if it's the daytime, these lights turn on. And we tend to take these things for granted. But when we're driving in the middle of the night and these lights do turn on, they help us get from one place to the other place. A fact. Now, if we wouldn't have those lights, then obviously we'd realize what we are missing and the need for those lights. Similarly, during the course of our day, the different things that we do, due to which we are guided and protected, are the remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believing men and women, as individuals most who have been raised in Muslim households, or some who have become Muslim have realized the importance of this, that day in, day out, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's due to these remembrances that there is this spiritual light, and due to this spiritual light, we are able to guide our lives. It's due to this spiritual light that when we see something good, we are inclined towards it. It's due to the spiritual light that when we see something that is questionable or reprehensible, we turn away from it. It's not of our doing that we are guided towards good or refrain from evil. It's nothing but the mercy and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to which an individual is guided towards good or refrains from evil. Now that being said, we always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for us in the Qur'an Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in various different places in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself for us. One of the most famous surahs that we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Verily, say, O Prophet of Allah, He Allah is one. He Allah is one. So when we as young children, as believing men and women, when we are introduced to Allah, when we were introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only right that we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the same surah, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partners. That's why we as human beings, we as believing men and women, when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think of Him as one. We never think of ascribing a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike when we think of someone, when we think of our children for example, the moment you say the word child or children, and if you happen to have children, the first thing you think of are all your children. When you mention someone's name, Brother Muhammad, Sister Aisha, you think of that individual, and the next thought that comes to your mind is that individual's spouse. Because it's those two individuals put together that perfect one another. Right? When you think of your parents, you don't just think of your father or just of your mother. You think both of your father and your mother. Even though you may be referring to only one of them. That's just the way the human psyche works. But when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one to begin with. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for us in the Qur'an, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most beautiful names. Allah subhanahu, and then followed up by a hadith that I mentioned, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna lillahi tis'atan wa tis'ina isman." Verily, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 99 names. Some of us know some of those 99 names. Some of us refer to some of those names more than the other names. These are all ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that every individual that would be created would be different from the other. People would think differently, people would speak differently, people would live in different times. But as we've always been reminded that the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a timeless message. It's a universal message. And due to its timelessness, due to its being universal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in 99 different ways for us to remember Him. For us to comprehend Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? We take these nine. There's an individual who may be going through difficulties. This individual thinks of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Or Ar-Rahim, the very merciful, most beneficent. So as individuals live their lives in different times, in different places, the various different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are drawn towards those names. They are inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names, by His qualities. Right? For an individual to understand Allah, to know that He is one, is more than enough. But for an individual to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an individual wants to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, how He is, what He does for us. We look at the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the provider. He is the creator. Right? He is the one who gives mercy. He is the protector. He is the one who sustains us. Ar-Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us. So as individuals go through different points in their lives, they think of the various different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will help them get through that state, that point in time that they happen to be in, but still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. That's the idea behind the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That at all times, in times of difficulty, in times of stress, in times of goodness, an individual only turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you want contentment of the heart, it's in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But different people find their contentment in the various different qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when we read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we read the Qur'an, in some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. In some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He is the protector. In some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He is the creator. In some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He is the punisher. So because of these different qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of these different qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in any given time in a human being's life, there are times when an individual will do something out of love, and there are times, because of the way we have been created, that we will do or not do something out of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands us more than anyone or anything else. Precisely why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these 99 names. Gives us these 99 names. And says to us that remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand Him subhanahu wa ta'ala through these names, through these qualities. You will find, and if we do, if we have a habit of reading the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just opening a book and just going through them, but really understanding the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be days on which we will be inclined to certain qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than others. And then there will be days in which we will be inclined to certain other qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than others. Because for a fact, the human being's heart does fluctuate. That's just how we are. We fluctuate. There are good days and then there are not so good days. There are days in which we are extremely happy. There are days in which we are extremely sad. But no matter what state an individual may be in, if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you turn to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Allah there. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in another verse, قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ. O Prophet of Allah, say to the people, ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ. No matter how you remember Allah, no matter how you call upon Allah, whether you call upon Him by saying Allah, or whether you call upon Him by saying Ar-Rahman. أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. No matter which name you proclaim Him with, those are the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is precisely why in the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Man ahsaha, in one riwayah, man hafidhaha. Whosoever counts them, enumerates them according to one translation, or whosoever memorizes them, and that is what it means. Whosoever memorizes these names, dakhala al-jannah. will enter into paradise. A free ticket to entering paradise. I know for a fact that when the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah," that whosoever memorizes these will enter into paradise. I know that if I memorize these names, I will enter into Jannah. And this is not only for me, this is for every single one of us. Right? For a fact, and we don't realize this, but the moment an individual begins to recite, an imam or anyone else, or you in your cars, in your recordings, you begin to recite the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are played on your stereo, or you started hearing them, we immediately begin to recognize these names. Why? Because all our lives we've actually heard these names. Right? All our lives we've... So it's not as difficult as it may sound. To memorize the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not as difficult as it may sound. In another tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated to have said that whosoever says these names prior to making a dua, prior to making a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that individual supplications. Now why do I bring this up? We happen to be as Muslim men and women living in times that happen to be to some degree extremely difficult. If we look at the entire ummah on a global level, we see Muslim brothers and sisters being massacred in different parts of the world. Right? They're being massacred left, right and center. Right? Every human law, let's not refer to this treaty and that treaty and the UN and this and that. Let's just refer back to the human law. Right? Humanity. Every law of humanity is being broken. And innocent individuals, Muslim or otherwise, are being killed to death for no reason. And the oppressors, the zalimun, are doing whatever they can in their power to hurt the Muslim men and women. Right? That's one thing. Secondly, if we take ourselves as Muslims living in the West, or Muslims living in America, in this extremely difficult financial situation that we happen to be in. Right? Everyone is worried about their situation. People are not spending the money that they have. People are storing it away in case a difficult time comes. Right? Day in, day out, we hear of someone that we know very well, they've either lost their job, or they're going through jobs, whatever term you may use. But people are out of jobs. Financially, everyone is being hit. Right? Financially, everyone is being hit. In the midst of all of this, if there may be some essence of good news, we do realize that some of the greatest oppressors on the face of this earth, the power that they had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their power away from them and gave it to someone else. Good or bad, only Allah knows and only the future holds. We don't have any information. We're not aware of that. But in all of, and then obviously we as individuals, we as believing men and women, we all have our own situations. Maybe with our children, with our spouses, with our health, whatever it may be. We all have our own personal situations. In all of this, sometimes when we think of the tribulations that we are going through or that we may be going through, we refer to every means except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to everything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? You lose a job, the first thing you do is start preparing your resume, start... The first thing that an individual does is remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is nothing that can benefit an individual except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that can bring any harm to an individual except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason I mention this is due to the fact that we are, as Muslim men and women, going through these crucial and difficult times. It's even more important that as happy as we may be, as good a situation as I may be in as an individual, I may have good health, I may have a job, I may have a house, I may have good children. If I try to find the difficulties in my life, I may not be able to find many difficulties in my life. It implores us that we begin to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. Right? We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. And not only become conscious when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a blessing away from us. That's why we have this, right? We all have cars. Hopefully we do. We have this thing called maintenance. every few thousand miles we get this oil change. We make sure that the tires are okay. We make sure that the air pressure is okay. We make sure that our brakes are working fine. Before winter, we make sure that our wipers were working well. That's maintenance. Get ready for the worst before it comes to you. Right? Get ready for the worst before it comes to you. Now, although your brakes were fine, it's very possible that someone's brakes weren't and they still come and hit you. That's by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that being said, that doesn't mean that we don't prepare for ourselves before that time comes. And if any difficulty is to come upon an individual, it's by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any good is to come on an individual, it's by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why there's a hadith that's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to say in one narration, Allahumma inni ad'uka bi asma'ika al-husna kulliha. O Allah, I turn to You, I beg You, I ask You, I make dua to You, I supplicate to You with all Your beautiful names. Right? Bringing these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to one's mind, to one's heart. Knowing that these are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if I remember the names of Allah, if I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is to listen to my prayers. That's why one of the adab, one of the manners of supplicating to Allah is to begin supplicating to Allah by praising Him. Surah Fatiha is a dua. Surah Al-Fatiha, the surah that we recite every day, is a dua. How does this surah begin? We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. And then the surah goes on, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah. You know, think about it. We recite Surah Al-Fatiha every day. Right? In the next few moments, we will recite it twice at least. After we make our salam and as we begin our sunnah, we will recite it so many times again. But we just say Allahu Akbar, like a robot, like a machine, we get through our 2 and 4 rak'ahs, not even knowing what we've recited. Sometimes think, just a few verses. When you say Bismillah, think of what you're saying when you're saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is the most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Right? The street that I walk on, the car that I drive, my boss, my job, my family, Allah owns all of that. And if I want to make a difference, all I have to do is please Allah. As long as I can please Allah, everything is taken care of. Right? That's why, you know, when there's this thing in America, in the West, called networking. Right? You network. You get to know people who know people. You go out for lunch with people. Right? That's how everyone operates. You get to know people so that you can climb up the corporate ladder. Right? So if you know people, you climb up the corporate ladder. You want to climb up this ladder, you don't have to take out anyone for lunch. Right? You don't have to do anything difficult. All you have to do is get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your conviction has to be there. Right? Your conviction has to be there. But at the same time, do remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us that you tie the camel first and then you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we're reminded of that as well. That if there are necessary means, we acquire those means. But we don't lose sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to finish with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says, كنت خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما. I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, which could possibly mean that he was riding with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a camel, and he was behind the Prophet alayhi salam. And he says, the Prophet alayhi salam, يا غلام. So this means that Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, was probably a young child at that time. He says, احفظ الله يحفظك. Be mindful of Allah, Allah will be mindful of you. Ihfadillah, be mindful of Allah, tajidhu tujahak. You will find Him right in front of you. Be mindful of Allah, you will find Him right in front of you. Wa idha sa'alta, and if you ask someone, fas'alillah. Don't ask anyone else. Ask no one but Allah. Wa idha sta'anta, and if you're asking anyone for help, fasta'in billah. Don't ask anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. If you're going through a difficulty, when you make your salam after your fard salat, raise your hand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes on to say something very important. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Know that if the entire ummah gathers that they could give you some benefit, لَمْ يَنْفَعُوا. They can't give you any benefit, إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ. Any benefit except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meant for you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And if they gather the entire ummah so that they bring you some harm, لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. They can't give you any harm except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down for you. So know, as I've mentioned time and again in the past, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over everything. If we want to please someone, please Allah, and Allah will take care of our affairs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our affairs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to memorize all the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength and ability to understand all the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our minds and our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the affairs of the distressed Muslims in all different parts of the world, especially in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the affairs of the individual who live in this land, especially those individuals who are out of jobs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a halal means of rizq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the successful and happy individuals, both in this life and the hereafter. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.